Well, hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. I'm Steve Hemphill, and Battle Plan is an ongoing discussion of how we put our faith into action. The website is active-faith.org. I'm stevehemphill1@me.com. Our goal is to take back territory, expel evil, and heal through spiritual growth. Today's topic is sort of a hot one today. Mental health issues and politics. Let me start with some verses from the NLT. Psalm 4:4. Don't sin by letting anger control you. Think about it overnight and remain silent. Proverbs 14:29. People with understanding control their anger. A hot temper shows great foolishness. Proverbs 15:1, a gentle answer deflects anger, but harsh words make tempers flare. Proverbs 29:11, fools vent their anger, but the wise quietly hold it back. Matthew 5:21 and 22, you have heard that our ancestors were told, you must not murder. If you commit murder, you're subject to judgment. But I say, if you're even angry with someone, you are subject to judgment. If you call someone an idiot, you are in danger of being brought before the court. And if you curse someone, you're in danger of the fires of hell. Ephesians 4:26 and 27. And don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry, for anger gives a foothold to the devil. Now, I just read a recent article, and I put the link to it in the notes for this podcast, from a Yale University psychiatrist who's recommending for people who are angry with how the election turned out and how their family members who didn't vote the way they wanted them to vote. So that it's, she says they should break off ties with family members and tell them why they are being shunned. What does the Bible say about this? It says we're to love one another, forgive one another, and do all we can to be at peace with everyone. Advice from anyone who says to shun anyone who doesn't think exactly like you think or vote exactly like you do, in my opinion, should be ignored. Ignore that advice. Reject that advice. Recently, I was sitting and visiting with a good Christian friend. We'd been friends for over 40 years. I said I was happy that the recent Roe versus Wade reversal would save the lives of many preborn babies. My friend of over 40 years stood up and said, I've had enough of this. He walked out and slammed the door. I texted him to apologize that I had offended him, asking for forgiveness. He refused to give it. I believe that being pro-life is a biblical position, not a political position. Also, just because two people have sex doesn't necessarily mean there's going to be a pregnancy. God decides that. We see that with Abraham and Sarah, the parents of John the Baptist, Joseph and Mary, and others. Is this where we are as Christians? Do we have to all agree 100% with each other before we can be friends? I don't agree with my own wife 100% of the time. Please don't tell her. I have her convinced I do. I don't even agree with myself 10 years ago 100%. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. It saddens me that we can't even discuss these things, especially in light of the fact that God even knew us in the womb before we were born. Jeremiah 1:5. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations. He calls Jeremiah a you in the womb. And remember, a fetus was the first to rejoice about Jesus. 1 Corinthians 3:3, for you are still controlled by your sinful nature. You are jealous of one another and quarrel with each other. Doesn't that prove you are controlled by your sinful nature? Aren't you living like the people of the world? You see, this is a spiritual warfare issue. Satan wants us divided. He wants families divided. He wants husbands and wives divided. He wants races divided. He wants age groups divided. He wants political positions to be divided. He wants to shun. He wants us to shun our families, our children, our spouses, our Christian friends. Jesus wants the opposite of that. So don't let the enemy divide us. So in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan might be to remind yourself that your allegiance to God is more important than your allegiance to any earthly group of people. Work toward unity, not division. You might pray like this: Lord, help me to love others and live at peace with others, even if we don't always agree on every topic. In Jesus' name, amen. And let me remind you to keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you, and I love you. Have a great day.